This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 66. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front.
Dance teachers unite. How y'all doing? This is your boy, Christopher Zonderflex Tyler, coming at you with another podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for checking me out. You can listen to this podcast on podomatic.com. You can also get it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Or if you want to go to the website and stream it from there, you can get it at www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. Also check me out on social media. My Twitter is at @MrChrisHipHop. Instagram, Snapchat is at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and my Facebook page is Zonda, capital Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. And you can check me out right there. So we are to episode number 66, and the title of this podcast is, this is the hashtag Mentor Monday episode 2, brought to you again by Antoine Troop. Big shout out to Antoine. I just want to say, I love the content that dude is putting out. It's so, I don't know if that last podcast motivated you at all, but it pumped me up. And then episode 2 delivered the same thing. I mean, I said, he did another one. Like, this is like vital, because you know how it is, dance teachers, to hear somebody else kind of speaking your same language. You're like, that's exactly what I've been saying. You know what I mean? Now, this episode, in episode 2, he is with a dancer. Her name is Ali Giroux. And they go more into the industry side of being a dancer. But, I mean, you know me. I got my Evernote out, and I got so many notes from this episode because I think, you know, before you even get to the industry of being a dancer, there's principles in, you know, the making of a professional dancer that I think is great for our younger kids just to learn about in class, just that we can incorporate as teachers of you know, 3 and 4 year olds, 5 through 7 year olds, juniors, minis, teen, seniors, doesn't matter. I mean, the principles remain the same. And I took down lots of notes, so I can't wait to share it to you. The link for episode number 2 of Antoine Troop's Mentor Monday will be in the show notes, so you can click on it and check it out there, so you can, you know, peep it out yourself. But I'm going to give you the recap, give you the breakdown of episode number 2. And, oh, wait, before I do that, I definitely want to share. I posted this on my Facebook page, but your boy Matt Stefanina, awesome choreographer, he has an app out, and the app is incredible. I just got it, used it. So, I mean, so many things you can do on there. So definitely check that app out. You can get it on your iPhone as well as your Android device. And it is a cell phone based app, so you won't be able to access it from the computer, but it's great. I mean, if you're looking to have updates on combos and ideas and all types of stuff like that, check out your boy Matt Stefanina, and his new app is awesome. All right, so here we go. This Mentor Monday episode, we're gonna start off. The first thing that I notice in the video, now, they didn't even say anything. Like, the video opens up, they're going into cardio workout. You see them doing jumping jacks, push-ups. All right, so it's just a reminder that fitness is so important in this whole thing of dance. You know, being able to incorporate. I did a podcast a while back where it talks about how to incorporate fitness into your dance classes. Now, you don't want it where it's a straight hour of fitness, but you definitely want, you know, because a lot of these moves are energetic. A lot of these tricks that we're doing, you're going to need, you know what I mean, for your face freezes, for your handstands, stuff like that. You're going to need that arm strength. So the push-ups are important. Being able to have the wind to get through this thing is important. I mean, just this last class I did a song. Matter of fact, for my teachers, take this down. It's a song off of the Suicide Squad album, and it's called Purple Lamborghini, and Rick Ross is on there. And I did find, I don't know if you are using Tidal yet. I know a lot of the teachers have emailed me and said that they are on Spotify. And then there's a lot using Apple Music. But Tidal is another streaming service that I found. They have lots of clean versions on there. So you can type in the song. It'll bring up the song, and it'll say, have an E for explicit on there. And then nothing if it's clean. So definitely check that out. Check that out. I mean, I think the subscription price is the same as Spotify monthly, but it's worth it just to find, you know what I mean, some clean songs on there. Now, this particular song, the content of the song is not clean, but there's a drop on there. I want to say the drop is at about the 54-second mark, where it's just beats. Right, and it just wah, boom, down, down, wah, 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 boom, shang, boom. I mean, it's heavy. So we did that. I did choreography to that, and we went off. But it was like, woo. I mean, they got done. Cheeks was red. I was sweating and dripping. But that right there, I mean, if we hadn't have trained to get up to that point, we can deliver an energetic routine with that. And by training, I mean, you know, we're always doing the jumping jack song. We're always doing the cardio warm-up drill. You know what I mean? I also have one where I've taken the B-boy and B-girl moves, like your top rocks, your six steps, and I turned it into a drill. You can check that out on my albums as well. But use those things. Fitness, fitness, fitness is so important. So that was kind of how it opened up. Now, the second thing that happened right after that, the first question that Allie had was, she wanted to know some important attributes that dancers need to have starting off. And Antoine said, the number one thing you need to have is you need to be a good person. I was like, woo, so good, so good. Not be the coldest at your dance style, have the most incredible moves. He said, be a good person. So I took down in my notes, take time to teach your kids how to clap for each other when you're running groups. And I talked about this before in the podcast. Another one is how to, if you're doing competitions or if you're doing another show where somebody else is performing, work with them on congratulating the other dancer. Good job. You look great. Awesome. If they're in class, you know what I mean? Because I believe everything starts in class. In class, after they run, you know, even if it's just a combo and it's not groups, teach them that it's cool to just look over and be like, hey, you know, you killed that. You know what I mean? I'm looking at you, and you are incredible. Because as they do that, that's building up them. And that's how we mentor them as dancers. So important. We would always win, like our studio, every competition that we would go to. We would always win the backstage award. Always. Always, always. But in class, we always talked about, I mean, we would say, my wife would be like, I don't care what, you know, I mean, we've trained, we've done everything. She's like, but I don't care what scores you get. I don't care how you place. I just want you to be good people. If you don't take anything else away from this competition, I just want you to be good to one another, be good to other people. And as a result, I mean, we always come home with that trophy for the backstage award, talking to other dancers when they get off stage, making room for them. You know what I mean? Not standing in the way because you're ready to go on stage, but letting them come down. You know what I mean? So just little things like that. The other thing that he said to Allie was, He was talking about how being a choreographer, you know, he makes up a lot of things on the spot. So there's nothing better than after a hectic day coming in and the dancer has great energy, right? So Talk to the kids about how important it is to stay hype, how their energy matters, how the class flows. Also matters how other, like when you have newcomers come in, you want your veteran dancers to be an example to the newcomers of this is how we take class. It's full of energy, it's full of fun, and let them know, mentor them, teach them that that is just as important as the 5, 6, 7, 8 counts is the energy that you have in class. All right, number three. The third thing that I noticed on there, all right, they went into the image. Now, when they were talking about image, he was talking about how to look in the industry. Like when you go on auditions, and he was saying that, you know what I mean, you're always in LA, you're always around a coworker or a boss. So being put together is part of it. But the note that I took from that, for our younger dancers, I want to hit on this. That is so important, especially when it comes to our hip hop classes, to begin to, I'm gonna say, allow them to, and even encourage them to start wearing different gear to your hip hop class. And what I mean by that is it could be a hat, it could be shoes, it could be boots, it could be a hoodie. You know what I mean? There's one of my students came in the other class, and she was like, "Mr. Chris, look," and she had a hat on. She was so excited to show me that, because I always wear hats in class, right? And I never said you have to wear hats in class, but in her mind, she was like, you know, this will give me a different vibe, a different feel. And what I did was encourage that. I let her know, that's cool. I like that. And her whole vibe in class was different. And yes, the hat kept falling off. Yes, it might have been annoying, but it gave her a different vibe, right? We did a dance. We started working on the dance, and one person had a hoodie on. And I was like, let's choreograph something with the hoodie. So start off with the hoodies on. You know, give me a big wide stance in second. Then take the hoodie out. You know what I mean? Just little things like that. You'd be surprised on how it changes the vibe of them in hip-hop class. When I at the studio where I am now, when I first started teaching hip-hop classes, they didn't have hip-hop at all. It was just a ballet, tap, jazz studio, no hip-hop. So my first class, I would go in there, and they were all, everybody was dressed out, you know, hair in the bun. They had on their leotard and tights, ready to go. And I try to teach the class. I'm trying to give them top rock moves and popping and waving. And finally, I told the owner, I was like, you know what? The next class we have them just, you know, bring a hoodie on and let their hair down for, you know, just this class. Oh my goodness, what? But what happened was I started to see these individuals kind of get a vibe and a little bit of swag to them. And so it's so important, so important. We took a group of dancers, that I'm actually that same group who started off with my first students. We used to do a thing where we would go once a year, we go out to LA, and we have the students just take class. So we get a hotel, and they would go to the Millennium, they would go to Debbie Reynolds and the Edge, and just for, it was like 3 days we would do. 3 days we would fill their schedule with nothing but class, class, class. So at the Millennium, like some of you see now, if you're on Instagram or if you're watching on social media, they have some of the most amazing littles in the world there. It was the same thing then, right? Dancers just incredible. And so our dancers was like, after the first day of class, hip hop class, they were like, I feel dumb. I don't feel like them. I don't feel like I look like them. And so here's what my wife did. She took them back. She was like, you know what? Tomorrow, it's going to be a different story. Coming in, we're changing our whole gear. Give me your dance bag. Let me see what you brought. We're going to just get some jeans. Let's rip up the jeans. You got some boots? Put some boots on. Let's put a hat on. Let's do some makeup for class. You know what I mean? And it was crazy. Like two of our students who had never, ever, I mean, they in hip hop, they were just shy and, you know what I mean, not out front. They got dressed up and ready to go in class, and they got picked out to be in the front in small groups. It's like, whoever that is right there with the hat, yeah, you. They're like, oh my God, right? It just transformed everything. So your image in class, no, you don't have to do the makeup, but you never know. It might be a pair of shoes. It might be some baggy sweatpants. I mean, find that thing and let them know, wear this tomorrow. Bring a hat in, bring a hoodie in, and just watch and see what happens. All right, so here it is, fourth thing. And I got to get going because I got a few on here. So Allie asked Antoine how long it took him to become secure in himself. This was key. This was a good one. He said, it has to happen within you first, right? And so the note that I took on there was teach them to see themselves as great dancers, right? And here's what we do. We just did something called the Mini-Me Challenge, where I asked my older dancers to find a younger dancer to mentor. Someone that they looked at and they were like, you know what? I see the old me in you, and I'm going to take you on. So in class, I'm going to come up to you. If you're stretching, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to fix your foot. You know, I'm going to, if you're doing a freeze, I'm going to spot you. If you're doing a backhand, but older dancer to younger mentor. And then what I tell the youngers is when you sit down in class, when we're all in there together, you watch your mentor. Your mentor is going to go full out. They're going to show you by example how to do faces. They're going to show you how to go full out, how to entertain. And I want you, all I want you to do is to be them. Like if you don't even have it yet within you, I just want you to, when you get up and do the dance, I want you to say to yourself, I am William. This is how William would do this dance. Because they do it all the time anyway. You ever see, like in your studio, if you have recitals or competition dances, the younger ones watch the older ones, and sometimes you'll catch them doing the dances off to the side if you just play the music. They're like, yeah, this is what Kate does on this part. And they already know it, right? So I was like, let's make this part of their mentoring process, where let's actually bring their attention to that. Watch them, be them. And what happens is they slowly start to get another security within them, where it's not just them, but it's like I'm being like them. And so, because, you know, that's really how I learned how to dance, watching my other mentor poppers and wavers and animators. And when I would go out in the freestyle circle myself, I was like, I am, you know what I mean, Oscar. I am a member of Ticketron, you know what I mean? So really building up. So try that too, that Mini-Me Challenge. It's been working great at the studio. Here it is, number five. Another thing that Allie asked Antoine was, he said, she said, is there such a thing as training too much? Now check this out. His answer was, no matter what it is, you got to have balance. Work on your body, work on your mind, etc. Just work on all of it. You know what I mean? Sometimes just work on freestyle. He was giving her examples like that. Here's a note that I took, though. As far as our classes are concerned, balance, 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 right? You know what I mean? Don't kill them. You know when you're going too much, like in your mind, if you know I got to finish this dance and I want to hurry up. You know when they're dying of choreography and it's over. You don't have to push that extra little bit. Just leave it alone. Give it a balance. Go to something. Play a game. You know what I mean? But make sure that when you're mentoring them, you teach them that it's good to go hard. It's good to have fitness. It's good to have fun, too. You know what I mean? We're coming up on Christmas break here at our studio, and we just did we just had a party where they came in and did arts and crafts. You know what I mean? They made snowflakes out of pasta. And then we got up and learned the Santa Shuffle. And they were sweating and dripping. Then we did a freestyle circle. You know what I mean? Then we did some coloring. Now, your classes, of course, they're coming to train, right? But remember, always remember, balance in those classes is another way of mentoring them about this dance thing. All right. Last one. This is number six. And it goes back. If you look at the end of the video, it ended the same way it started. Fitness, 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 right? And at the end, what did he do? He mentored her on being able to breathe while you dance. He even told her, he was like, I mean, just get on the treadmill and exhaust yourself. And so it just lets me know, again, drives home the point how important fitness is to this whole thing. Being able to do all of these things that we give them, the choreography, the tricks, the old school dances, the hypeness, the energy comes from you teaching them to take care of their body, because it's a tool, it's a vessel, right? It's what they use to communicate, and being able to do that is key. I told the kids a story about a singing group that I used to be in, and we used to sing and dance. And the number one thing, we had a lady, her name was Jefflin, and she just used to drill us on, you can dance and you can sing, but being able to do both of them, it's going to take a lot of conditioning. And so we would run hills. There was one time where, you know, she would sit outside and we would have to project through the traffic our harmonies, right? Dancing full out, singing, nobody flat, nobody sharp. But I said to myself while I was going through that, I was like, this is going to make an awesome book because this is what entertaining, dancing, singing, what it's about. Like your body is that tool that you want to be able to use to make that happen. So it started how it ended. Fitness, fitness, fitness. And that's it. That's all I got. It's a great episode number two. Again, I want to say thank you to Antoine Troop for putting this quality content out. Check it out on the page. Check out my fitness songs that I have on the albums, the Cardio Warm-Up Drill, B-Boy, B-Girl Drill, Jumpin' Jack Song, right? Check it out and use it. And that's it right there. That's all I got for you. Yo, y'all have a blessed day. Keep doing your thing. Keep mentoring these kids. Keep being awesome teachers. And your boy, Christopher Zonta Flex Tyler, is out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high. Come on, now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.